honey, I just can't get Bagley to sell that lot. I tried to close the deal yesterday. I even gave him one of my cigars, but I guess I was over-anxious. He smelled something fishy.
Now, you shouldn't have taken the cellophane off.
Well, I'll keep working on Bagley.
Good morning, folks.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Reagan.
This is my day off, Mrs. Burns, but I thought I'd get Mr. Burns his breakfast before I go.
Swell, Mrs. Reagan. I'll have some bacon and eggs.
Ah, fine choice. I'm sure there's no one in this whole world can fix bacon like I can. It's there, mess in your mouth. It's tender and crisp and crunchy and delicious.
Good, 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 good. Well, I'll have some.
Oh, there's not a speck in the house.
But I just smelled some frying.
That you did. But before I had a chance to bring it into you, it had disappeared into the blue.
Disappeared? That's ridiculous.
Would I be telling you a lie, sir? No. For it is the soul of honor I am. Sooner than tell a lie, I would go without lace curtains on me windows.
Now, that's right, dear. Mrs. Reagan never tells a fib. Look, I'll prove it. Mrs. Reagan, am I pretty?
Oh, that you are.
Am I talented?
Yes, indeed.
Am I smart?
Oh, smart to the fifth.
Am I the prettiest, most talented, smartest girl in the whole world?
No.
I should have quit when I was ahead. Well, anyway, she doesn't lie, George. There's no bacon.
Would you like a nice scrambled egg, Mr. Burns? Well, of course you would, for there's nothing so nourishing as a nice scrambled egg.
Okay, just bring me the scrambled egg, Mrs.
Yes,
Reagan.
Yes, sir, I will.
Sounds funny about that bacon disappearing.
Yeah, well, never mind, sweetheart. In our post-war home, we'll have a machine where you just press a button and bacon comes out.
Great idea. But what could they make a machine like that out of?
Pig iron?
Yeah, pig iron. And we'll have a copper one, too, if we want a copper coffee.
You're making a joke, huh?
Well, sort of, yeah.
Mr. Burns?
Yes, Mrs. Reagan?
Would you like a nice waffle for your breakfast? Oh, of course you would. But there's nothing so nourishing as a nice waffle.
But what about my scrambled egg?
Well, I had some eggs, but they disappeared into the blue.
Oh. So now the eggs have disappeared into the blue. Do you expect me to believe that?
Remember, dear, she never tells a fib.
Huh.
Oh, still doubtful, huh? Mrs. Reagan, am I pretty?
That you are.
Am I talented?
Oh, yeah, you are talented. Yes,
am I smart?
Oh, smart to the whip.
This time I know when to stop.
All right, Mrs. Reagan, just bring in the waffle.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. What's all this disappearance? What's going on around here?
Now, please, George, don't be upset. Let's talk about our new home. Oh, gee, moving into a new home will be like a second honeymoon, won't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I like about you, George. You're a romantic husband. You still dream about our first honeymoon.
I do?
Oh, yes. You know, just this morning I walked into the bedroom, and you were lying there with your little rosebud mouth open.
How could you tell I was dreaming about our honeymoon?
You were making a noise just like Niagara Falls.
What we'd better concentrate on is getting that lot from Joe Bagley.
Oh, Mr. Burns.
What now, Mrs. Reagan?
Wouldn't you like a nice cup of chowder for your breakfast? Of course you would.
Well, there's nothing so nourishing. Never mind. The waffle is going to...
Yes, sir.
Disappeared into the blue?
Yes, sir.
Well, that does it. This time, I don't believe it.
You don't, eh?
No.
Then it's proof I'm forced to give to a person who would doubt the word of a Regan. Tell me, Mr. Burns, what is the color of a police officer's uniform?
Blue.
Well, the bacon, eggs, and waffle disappeared inside Officer O'Toole.
So that's it. You're feeding a cop out in the kitchen.
Oh, yes. Now, Judge, you should be proud to have Officer O'Toole eat your food. He's a celebrity.
He is?
Oh, yes. Remember last year when 6 bandits who robbed the National Bank were captured in a gun battle?
Yeah.
One of them was his cousin.
Some celebrity.
Were you an officer going to do today, Mrs. Reagan?
Well, we were going for a bit of a ride in the park, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, how sweet. I suppose you'll sit under some nice shady tree and spoon a little, huh?
Oh, no. We couldn't do a thing like that.
Well, why not?
Satan, who'd hold his horse?
Better forget my breakfast, Mrs. Reagan, and run along with your policeman.
Oh, and Mrs. Reagan.
Yes?
Be sure to take the waste kitchen fat to the butcher shop. You know, the government needs waste kitchen fat now more than ever before.
You bet I will, Mrs. Burns.
Well, we're back where we started.
How do we get that lot from Bagley?
Yeah.
Come in.
Well, hiya, folks. Say, what's the matter? You look worried.
Well, Bill, Joe Bagley owns the only vacant lot in this neighborhood. And we want to buy it from him to build our post-war home on.
Yes, Bill. It'll be one of those plastic houses with all the latest inventions. There'll be a gadget that does the laundry, sweeps the floor, dusts the furniture, and all for a few cents a month.
Well, that's certainly cheaper than the gadget you got doing it now. He costs you a fortune.
Look, comedian.
Bill, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't poke fun at George. I happen to think he's wonderful. And from now on, if you can't say nice things about him, just don't say anything.
Oh, gosh, Gracie, I was only kidding. I love George. I think he's the sweetest little old man in the world.
That's better.
Gee, I love every wrinkle in his darling little face.
Now you're talking.
I love every hollow in his precious little chest.
That's the stuff.
I love everything.
All right, all right. Stop loving me. Bill, if you love me so much, help me get that lot of Joe Bagley's. If I can only...
Oh, I'll answer him. Well, well, well. My little 5-year-old sweetheart. Hello, Susan.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. Good morning, Mr. Burns.
Oh, good morning, Susan. Come in.
Well, I'll be running along. See you later, dream girl.
All right, dream man.
Dream man?
Oh, didn't you know? Mr. Goodwin and I are going to be married.
You are?
Yes. We haven't set the day yet, but it will be sometime in 1960.
Won't he be a little old for you by then?
Oh, no. Mr. Goodwin says he won't get any older. He takes vitamins.
Ah, that's cute. He takes vitamins.
Yes, that keeps him from getting older.
Yeah. Well, George, don't stand there. Run after Bill and find out what they are.
Never mind. Sit down, Susan.
Thank you.
Oh, George, I just had a wonderful idea. Now, we want to get in good with Mr. B-A-G-L-E-Y, and his sister's N-I-E-C-E, so let's be real G-double-O-D to us.
I get it, and she'll tell B-A-G-L-E-Y, and he'll sell us the L-O-T for our H-O-U-S-E.
Nice!
Oh, using me to put over a real estate deal, huh?
S-M-A-R-T, isn't she?
Susan, would you like a nice big cookie?
I'll say I would.
Why did I say that? I haven't got any cookies.
Oh, great.
I want a cookie. I want a cookie.
Oh, fine, and here comes Joe Bagley up the walk. He'll think we've been beating her. Here, Susan, here's a nickel. Run out the back way to the store and get some cookie.
For a nickel? There's a war on, you know.
All right, here's a dime. Now scoot. That's Joe Bagley. Now look, Gracie. Let's not make a fuss over him. Let's not be over-anxious.
Yeah, I get it. Act like we don't care whether he sells us the lot or not.
That's the idea. Be nonchalant.
Well, just leave it to me, George.
Good morning, Gracie.
Oh, yeah, hit the road.
Gracie!
Was I nonchalant enough?
Here, let me at the door.
Well, hello, Joe. What do you know?
I know. I almost got my nose cut off in that door. My little niece Susan here?
Yes. That is no. I mean, she'll be back. She's a lovely little child, Joe.
Oh, yes. George and I would like to keep her here for the day.
Well, I guess that would be all right. You like kids, huh?
Oh, yes. We get a lot out of kids.
Oh, we're certainly planning to get a lot out of this one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe. We'll send her home this evening.
Goodbye.
Gracie, that was a great idea. We'll treat the kid swell, and Bagley will love us for it.
Yes.
We'll give her everything she wants. What do little girls like?
Let's see now. If I could only remember what I liked when I was 5 years old. Funny how 10 or 11 years will appear one time.
Gracie, I married you 10 years ago. How could I have married you if you were 6 years old? You'd have to be a hillbilly.
What'd you say, Clem?
Oh, stop.
Time for Felix Mills and his orchestra. You Made Me Love You. I didn't want to do it.
I didn't want to do it, I didn't want to do it.
You make me want you.
And all the time you do it, I guess you always knew it.
You make me happy sometimes, you make me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. Oh, you make me sigh for.
I didn't want to tell you, I didn't want to tell you.
I want some love that's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses that I stand for. You know you make me love you.
George and Gracie have their hearts set on Joe Bagley's vacant lot as the location for their post-war home. But Joe doesn't want to sell, so they're taking care of his little niece, hoping to influence him.
Ah, Judge, isn't Susan a darling child?
Yeah, she's a bright little Susan.
Oh, yeah, what an imagination. A little while ago, I found her in the bathroom playing gardener.
Playing gardener, huh?
Yes, your camel's hair coat was the lawn.
That's cute.
And the lawnmower was your electric razor.
Oh, no, no.
I caught it just as she was mowing the back terrace.
Gosh, with winter coming on, how much camel's hair did she mow?
Well, where you need it most on a windy day, it's just camel.
Loretta, how does a 5-year-old think of things like that?
Oh, she didn't think of it.
Oh, it was your idea.
Oh, George, I've been trying to get rid of that old moth-eaten trap ever since we've been married.
Moth trap? Honey, that's a very expensive coat. I bought that when we were in Vaudeville, remember? Wore it morning, noon, and night. Wouldn't take it off.
You couldn't take it off. You hocked your suit to buy it.
Well, I don't mind the coat so much, but she ruined my electric razor. I'm going in and take it away from her.
Oh, no, wait, George. She's just a child. You must learn how to handle children. Now, calm down. I've got some news for you. You're going to have one of your own.
What?
Mm-hmm. A brand new one. It'll be all yours.
Gee, honey.
When will it be?
Just as soon as they start making electric razors again.
Look, let's send Susan home.
But, George, she's our only chance to get Joe Bagley's lot.
Well, that's right. We'll have to be nice to her.
Aunt Gracie, I'm hungry.
Oh, all right, Susan. What would you like?
Well, I should have some spinach.
Spinach? Okay, Susan. I'll run down to the store and get you some spinach. Here's your spinach, Susan.
But I can't eat just spinach. I should have some carrots, too.
Carrots, too, huh? Okay. I'll be right back. There you are, Susan. Carrots.
Oh, but I should have vitamin D homogenized milk, too.
Vitamin D homogenized milk. Okay. Well, here you are, Susan. Spinach, carrots, and milk. Now, eat it.
No. I wouldn't eat that.
But you told me that's what you should have.
Yes, that's what I should have. But I never eat it because I don't like it.
Now, Susan.
I'm hungry.
I'll go, George.
Hi, Gracie.
Oh, Bill, maybe you can help us. How do you get a girl to eat?
Well, I wouldn't know. My problem's always been getting them to stop. Gracie, why is it every time I take a dame out, all she wants to do is eat?
Well, Bill, I guess she feels safer with a knife in her hand.
Why, Grace.
But I'm talking about the Bagleys, niece, little Susan. Come in and see if you can help.
Oh, come on, Susan. Eat the nice carrots.
I don't want to.
Well, but Susan, they give you curly hair. Carrots put the curls in my hair.
Oh, really, Bill? You mean at night you put your hair up on carrots?
Why won't you eat, Susan?
Mommy always makes me some nice hot oatmeal.
Oh. Well, all right, Susan. I'll go out and make you some oatmeal.
Bill, I have to answer the door. Why don't you take Susan on your lap and tell her a story?
Okay, George. Well, jump up on my lap, Susie. That's it. Now, put your head on my shoulder. There. Now, how would you like to be in pictures? Oh, wait a minute. That's the story I give the older girl.
Bill, tell her the story of Little Red Riding Hood.
Okay, George. Well, Susie, once upon a time, there was a little girl.
Here's your mail, Mrs. Britt. Oh, it's Mr. Burns.
Hello, Mr. Postman. Say, do you have any children?
Oh, yes. I have two daughters, Frances and Chevrolet.
Chevrolet?
She just arrived this year.
You named her Chevrolet?
Yes. What we really wanted was a car.
Well, look, do you ever have trouble getting them to eat?
I used to. I spanked Frances until my hand was red, but she wouldn't eat. Then I bought a book on child psychology.
And that did it?
Yes. When I spanked her with that, she ate.
Well, I couldn't spank the little girl I'm taking care of. She's Joe Bagley's niece, and I'm trying to buy a lot from him.
Well, I'll be running along. So long, George. Oh, so long, Mr. Postman.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Jimmy Cash, our young tenor, sings to you the romantic ballad, It Could Happen to You. Sing it, Jimmy.
from sight. Of your dreams at night, it could happen. Stars, or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen.
Oatmeal.
Mommy always served it with butter and cream.
Butter and cream. What a remarkable memory this child has. Now eat your oatmeal, Susan.
I don't want it.
But oatmeal makes a person big and strong and handsome. Oh, look at Uncle George.
What about him?
He didn't eat his.
Gracie, I think we're going to have to use P-S-Y-C-H-C-H...
O-L-O-D-Y. Psychology.
Thanks, kid. Now, be a good girl and eat your oatmeal.
I don't want to.
Well, George will eat some to show you how good it is.
But I don't like oatmeal.
George.
All right. Yummy, yum. Oatmeal is delicious.
Is it really?
Mm-mm.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Then you eat it.
Now, come on, Susan. Eat your food like a good little girl. Yeah, George, you take another spoonful to show her how good it is. Now, one more spoonful. Open your little mouth. There. Oh! Gone. You ate everything on the table, George. You can open your eyes and let go of your nose now.
Well, Susan, that shows you how delicious the cat. Hey, where's Susan?
Well, she's in the kitchen eating your steak.
My steak?
Well, that's only fair. You ate her carrots.
Now, look, I'm not going to let her...
Remember, she's Joe's niece, and Joe owns the lots you want to buy.
But she's got my steak, and I'm loaded up with carrots.
Carrots are good for you, Joe.
I hate carrots.
My father says they're wonderful for night blindness.
Well, he ought to know. He's blind every night.
Well, anyway, we've made Susan happy. I gave her your billfold to play with.
Well, good. Anything to keep her out of trouble.
And, Gracie, I've cut out all the paper dolls.
Paper dolls?
Yes. I cut out pictures of Washington and Lincoln and Hamilton.
Where'd you get them, honey?
Aren't those green pieces of paper in your billfold?
Oh, no. If I didn't want that lot of Joe Bagley's,
yeah,
I would...
George. Come on, Susan. And Gracie will undress you and put you to bed for your nap. Now, what's this in your pocket?
That's a note my Uncle Joe gave me this morning. I forgot to give it to you.
What does it say, Gracie?
It says, Dear George, I am sending this note by Susan to tell you that the lot you wanted was sold yesterday.
No.
No. Feel bad.
I had my heart set on that post-war home.
Oh, honey, I'd be happy anywhere with you. Well, I'd live in a cave with you. A shack. I wouldn't care if you pitched a tent on an empty lot.
Really, honey?
Sure, as long as it was Joe Bagley's lot.
Oh, fine.
Radio service.
Into a three or four with